Hey Jude, don't make it bad. Take a sad song and make it better.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. I want to finish up on Dr. Fauci and Dr. Birx, Anthony Fauci and Deborah Birx. Fauci has been rock solid all along. He's actually been very, very diplomatic. He'd stand there with Trump. Trump would say crazy things. Fauci would barely roll his eyes, but then in a gentle way, when he was interviewed afterwards, he'd tell the truth. Then Trump shut him down, forbade him from testifying again in public, giving interviews. Fauci could have resigned, but then there would have been nobody of his stature involved in stopping the pandemic. And so he basically was blacklisted by Trump. Birx stood next to Trump. She was his the head of his response team. She'd occasionally looked troubled. She didn't say anything. Now she's finally said something a little late, but she said it. And what she said and what Fauci has really implied all along is we didn't need 550,000 people dying. Birx said the first 100,000 attributable to the first surge could have been reduced somewhat. But when people realized what this was all about back in late February and early March 2020, if you simply had somebody like a Joe Biden getting on television and saying, wear a mask, social distance, stay away from crowds, stay outdoors as much as possible. Instead of 450,000 more dead people, we would have had a fraction of that. That is the sad result of what happened in 2020. I'll tell you, there's a development, this should not surprise you, but it's a development in the state legislature. The Committee on Elections and Campaigns has been authorized by the state legislature to subpoena witnesses for the past election. They've been authorized to start a witch hunt, an investigation into the Republican lies about fraud in the last election anywhere, but especially in Wisconsin. Ron Johnson has spread that. Robin Voss has spread that. Three members of the Wisconsin Supreme Court, three members, voted to basically suspend the certification or delay it for an investigation. The Republican Party has banded together in this state to stop the peaceful transfer of power, to defame the whole idea of the certification in an election that Joe Biden won by 20,000 votes statewide. The Republican Party asked for a recount, and they asked for a recount in Madison, Dane County, Milwaukee County, as I recall, Brown County. They could have asked for a recount in the whole state, but in a lot of the other areas they won. They didn't want a recount. And you know what happened when they recounted votes in Dane County, Milwaukee County, and Brown County? Joe Biden got a few extra votes because these elections are honest and they're well done. And they're not going to turn around 20,000 votes. But even so, the state legislature just did this on a vote of 58 to 35. Party line. Remember, they get almost 2/3 of the legislative seats, the assembly seats, and they get less than 50% of the votes for legislature statewide. In other words, they get 60 some odd percent of the seats in the power, but under 50% of the actual votes. That is not democracy. It reminds me in the South what they used to do up until Baker v. Carr, a Supreme Court case written by Justice William Brennan, one of the great cases in our nation's history in the early 60s. If you were in the South, say you were in Alabama, every county had a state senator or an assemblyman down there. So counties that had, you know, 18,000 people would have one. In an urban area with many minorities would have a million people, they'd have one too. What happened was somebody brought suit. The Supreme Court said, no, you have to have, remember, one man, one vote. You have to have proportionality by population in the state legislature. And they said something very interesting in response. Think about this. They said, well, the U.S. Senate doesn't work that way. Wyoming has two senators and they have 600,000 people. Now there are fewer of them. California has two and they have 40 million people. Back then, a little less, but that disparity. Supreme Court said, well, I'll tell you what. That was put together as a compromise by people like George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, James Madison, Benjamin Franklin, John Jay, and Alexander Hamilton. Okay? And we don't have anybody around here like that now. And if they hadn't done it back then, there wouldn't have been a union. So it is what it is. You want to change that, you do it by constitutional amendment. But right now, none of them said that states could do the same thing. And so that's why we are mandating it. Well, we have something very similar. There is proportionality among population, but by packing and cracking, what they do is they load up most of the Democratic votes in just absolutely darkest blue districts, basically in Madison and Milwaukee. So you'll have districts in Milwaukee that vote almost 90% Democratic. In Dane County, about 80%. It's a lot of wasted Democratic votes. And a lot of times, like in Greene County, the Monroe area, Sheboygan County, you'll have the county split up a number of different ways to do it. But there's a community of interest among counties. It shouldn't be split up if it doesn't have to be. We need fair maps. Anyway, that's what they're doing. They are going to have a witch hunt. They're going to convene a committee, the Committee on Elections and Campaigns, to investigate the last election, to argue once again, should Donald Trump still be president? This is what they're doing. This is what Voss is doing. And now they can subpoena witnesses. No committee in the legislature has been authorized to subpoena witnesses for 50 years. 50 years. 50 years. Now they're going to do it. And they're going to get in. The idea is to intimidate. They're going to get in Mabel from Keewaskum, and Agnes from Monroe, and Betty from Wisconsin Rapids. And they're going to have to take day off of work, or they're going to have to arrange for childcare. Maybe they're watching their grandkids. Who knows? These are the people, usually elderly people, you've seen at the polls. They're honest. They're not doing anything wrong. Nothing. They're going to sweat them, and they're going to get there. Betty, can you swear that somebody didn't sneak in and do something while you weren't looking? Well, no, I don't think they did. Betty, you're under oath. This is what they're doing. Do you understand that? Do you care about Betty and Agnes and Myrtle? Do you care about them? I care about them. We do not want a bunch of thugs, lantern-jawed cretins, the werewolves and the she-wolves of the QAnon pathology, the QAnon cancer that has taken over the Republican Party, tampering with our elections, and that's what they're doing. That is what they're doing. So if anybody out there is listening, who's an independent or leans Republican or is a moderate, there's one thing above all, and that's Wisconsinism and Americanism, okay? And that is peaceful transfer of power. You win an election, you lose election, deal with it. You do not drag in Myrtle and Betty and Agnes and scare the living bejesus out of them, harass them. They're not going to want to serve next time. These clowns are going to come in and bully them. They're not going to want to serve, and I don't blame them either. I think we stand up for them and tell these clowns, illegitimate gerrymandered legislature, Russian Duma, we're not going to put up with this. Okay, we're going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.